Thanks for joining us for the April edition of the Lee Schools TV podcast. The dreaded SAT test is our subject for today. I'm Rob Spicker, Assistant Director in the Communications Department and your host for our conversation. The reason we're focused on the SAT test is that it's changing. Remember those days when you needed a number two pencil to take the SAT? Well, not anymore. And that test you take, it could be different than the student that's sitting next to you. Our guest is Kim Sass. She's the testing coordinator here for the school district. Kim, we thank you for joining us. Now, first, I've got to admit, as a parent with a student in high school, I had no idea the test was changing until the test changed. So what is the digital SAT?
So the digital SAT is an internationally recognized assessment. That part hasn't changed. It provides students with opportunities to showcase their knowledge and their skills, and now in a way that even shows more than what it used to. It's an assessment that can be used as a concordance score for our students who are looking for that high school graduation assessment requirement. There's two sections to this test. There's a reading, writing, and a math. That's the same that it's always been. But now they break those two sessions down, and you have kind of a standard part and then an adaptive part.
And you're taking it on a computer.
You take everything on the computer.
So when and why do you think the College Board made this just a change?
So College Board started to make the change last spring with some of our AP tests. And so they kind of piloted, and they had some international centers trying things out. PSAT in the fall, so in October, our 10th graders took the PSAT, and that was the first time it was digital. And now they've done the full shift for spring for SAT to become digital, both school day and weekend. They've talked before about it being kind of part of a response to the pandemic. Everything went digital. The kids went digital. They were finding that they didn't need the paper pencil scores for colleges and universities anymore. And so they've tried to adapt and kind of give kids more from taking the test.
Gotcha. What's the number one thing that a student who's preparing to take the SAT, now that it's digital, so online, you know, through a laptop or their Chromebook, what's the number one thing they should know?
They should really know there's resources out there through, it's called the Blue Book application, which is the platform that they will take the test on. There's tons of practice tests. Practicing the old way, where we just kind of practice our math facts and practice different things, is changing slightly. And so having just the opportunities to practice will really have them prepared and getting ready for the test.
So let's go through the differences. The first, that it's on a computer now. So can a student use the Chromebook that we issue them, or do they need a different laptop or tablet?
No, they can absolutely use their Chromebooks. College Board encourages them to use whatever device they're used to using. If they're a weekend tester and they have a device at home that they really prefer, they're welcome to use that. We as a district still encourage the Chromebook. Our IT department, who's fabulous, updates the app for them so they don't have to download anything. They don't have to do anything with it. If they're taking the Saturday administrations, they do have to go in ahead of time to their Blue Book app where they'll create their account. They're going to print their test ticket or email it to themselves or take a screenshot, and that's kind of their ticket in the door for testing. And then there's another small step for the Saturday that they have to take where they go in a week ahead of time and they download the test. It's not really downloading the test. It's just getting the computer ready to accept it when they log in the day of the test.
And that app's a critical part of it being digital, right? And so if I heard you right, so it's already there, or we're adding it to Chromebooks?
We have already added it to our Chromebooks. So all of our students' Chromebooks, they can log in. It's in the secure apps, just like they would take their state testing that they're so used to.
Good to know. I had no idea. So the students that are getting ready need to be checking that part out. Yes. This test is shorter now, right?
It is shorter. It went from a little over 3 hours to a little over 2 hours. And so they don't have to sit as long. Students with IEPs and 504s still get the accommodations that they need. And so they'll have the same double time or 1.5, whatever's written in their IEP.
But the shorter part should hopefully...
The shorter part will still make it shorter.
Resonate and sit well with those that have to take the test. Yeah. And the reading section, as I understand, more passages instead of a few, but not nearly the same kind of questions. It's like one per passage instead of a many.
Yes, they went from 9 really long passages with lots of questions over the one passage to 50 short passages with one question per passage. So it's helping to not have to kind of track through everything. It gives them something different to read. Right.
So you don't have to always refer back to the same text or, okay. And this fourth change, I think, is one of the ones that's really caused the most consternation, that it's adaptive. So what does that mean, that it's an adaptive test?
Yes. So SAT, again, has the two parts. They've got reading, writing, and then they've got math. Each part has two sessions. Session one is your standard. Here's a bunch of questions. They're different levels. They're high, medium, low. They're on the content, the topic. Session two within that is now the adaptive side. So they're going to say, this kid's really strong in this, and we're going to give them the harder questions based on this. Or they really struggled here. We're going to give them a little bit easier of a question. Our students are fortunate because the state of Florida went to adaptive testing. So the majority of them have seen it and kind of get the idea that their questions are going to change based on their
That's critical. I was wondering that. So this is not necessarily something new to our students to see a test change, and you could be taking a second half harder questions than the person next to you or easier questions than the person next to you.
Yes.
Okay. So kids should be used to it. Our kids.
They are. Our kids are used to it.
And do we know how this is going to change scores? Does this have an impact on the way that a student can score on the SAT?
It does. And it's very similar to how we've kind of talked to our kids about our state test. If you intentionally do less well on the first part, you're going to get easier questions. But then you can't get that 1600 score that we all strive for when we take the SAT. They do encourage still, just as we would, to do your very, very best. You're going to get harder, easier questions. The second half of the test or the second session is scored higher than the first. So the kind of the 1 point for session one, 2 points for session two kind of idea. But we don't have a lot of data yet on what the scores really look like for us.
But the focus then should be you need to do your best all the way through. You can't outthink an adaptive test, right?
Correct.
So do your best, answer everything as best you can, not thinking you're going to be smarter than it and come out ahead in the end.
Yes.
Now, the reason I say that with consternation is I know after that first weekend on some like college parent groups, Facebook pages and things like that, parents were really frustrated and scared and worried, saying their students said this was the hardest test they ever took, and just very concerned they weren't going to get the scores they felt they needed or could have had if it was the old way. I mean, should, as parents, you be really worried about a digital SAT being that significantly different than the older version?
I don't think so. I think, I mean, even as a parent, I was excited because it's going to show what my kid really knows. If he came home and said, Mom, I got all really hard questions, I'd be like, yes, that means you knew the answers. And so it's different is what it is. And I think a lot of people going into it, studying the old way, made it even slightly more challenging because we weren't ready for it to be different.
So if you prepare for it in the new way, the new test won't be that dramatic of a change.
Correct.
And maybe that's what happened in some of these other states. They weren't doing what we were doing.
Yeah, we're starting to see already better scores than we'd seen on the paper pencil version because that's what our kids are getting used to. Mm-hmm. And they're preparing that way with the adaptive and using the computer all the time. I mean, we can think of going back to like the bubble sheets and how many times you have to go back up, down, make sure you bubbled on the right line because just that tactile part was a lot more challenging.
So let me go back to that preparing part, because if I remember correctly, isn't there through the app, there's practice?
Yes.
Sessions. So since we have the app on the Chromebook as a student, you can dive in and take practice tests or questions.
You can. And if you log in, you're going to be on your practice tests and your practice questions. There's kind of two versions of it. There's like the short sample, this is what it's going to be like. And then there's a full length practice test. And you can take that as many times as you need to take it.
And as a district, we offer help to prepare for the SAT, correct?
We do. We have kind of two different programs through Connect with Lee. There's a weekly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday program. I think it's reading on Monday, Wednesday, and math on Tuesday, Thursdays. And they're from 3:30 to 5:30 or 5:30 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. We have our district experts on there, working with kids on how to prepare for all of these national assessments. And then there's an in-person that the students can register for through Connect with Lee. There's only one left currently scheduled for this year for April 27th. And they'll come in on a Saturday. They'll prepare for the test. They'll go take the test and then...
And the advice has got to be take advantage of this, right? I mean, do not be afraid of the test, but get ready for the test.
Yes. Use the resources. There's so many out there, and just Google SAT resources and you're going to find tons of things.
Is there somebody at the school maybe a student should reach out to? Like if I'm the parent, I see this and then I want to tell my son or daughter, hey, you need to get up on this. Who should that child go see?
Yeah, I think the school counselors would be great. The school test coordinators know a lot about it. We're in the middle of a window right now, so they've been giving the test and helping kids get ready.
So what do you think the bottom line is to the new digital SAT for our students?
I think that it's really just do your best. It's going to help you one way or another. SAT, when you first log in, now has, it's called Big Future Schools. And so the students can log in and it will connect them with colleges and universities. They'll get, if they choose to, everything is opt-in, opt-out. They'll get emails from different colleges that you may not even know existed. They'll be connected with this job could be really cool for you to look into based on your scores. So take advantage of all the things. If you're looking for a concordance score for graduation, this test is there for you.
And just made me think, I know there have been strategies to taking the written test. So do you change, are the strategies different? And therefore, if say, if you're a senior and you're in this transition period, you need to update yourself on what the newer strategies are?
I think, yes, the strategies are changing a little bit, but I think it's coming away from just the rote memorization stuff. And now we're looking more at use what you know, right? Use your background knowledge and use the context clues and it's okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that is changing very much for the kids.
Right, so just
And us as the adults, we're still figuring it out too.
Maybe we don't need to worry as much. Our kids are ready.
Yes.
But make sure that they're taking advantage of the opportunities, the resources that are on their Chromebooks and that are in our schools and that are online so that they're ready for a digital SAT as opposed to what you took as a parent.
Yes.
All right. Good enough. Great advice. Kim, we thank you for coming in, talking to us about the digital SAT and make sure our kids are ready for this change. It's nothing new to them, but it is to us as parents. So we appreciate your conversation and keeping us up to date on that. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back next month with another edition of the Lee Schools TV podcast.